Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The group Vote Mama Lobby is urging state officials to allow political candidates to use their campaign funds on things like professional security personnel. Policy Director Louisa Dugan says they're asking the Minnesota Advisory Committee on Capital Area Security
to take a look at that campaign finance statute and bring state guidance in line with federal guidance so that candidates and legislators within Minnesota can use their campaign funds on all types of security expenses that may come up when they're choosing to run and serve their community.
Dugan says threats to legislative candidates are on the rise and not enough is being done to protect them. The expanded security measures would be paid for with their own campaign funds. More than 400,000 Minnesotans could lose their SNAP benefits this weekend, and food shelves are preparing for a surge in new users. Stacy Lund is director of food access at Catholic Charities in St. Cloud.
We definitely are managing what we have. It might mean potentially down the road that we have to decrease the amount of food that we're giving to recipients in order to stretch them a little bit further, but we're hoping that we don't get ourselves into that situation.
Lund says demand is already up 7%, and local grocers and retailers are helping keep the shelves stocked. The state of Minnesota is providing $4 million in emergency funding to food shelves. Ex-Minneapolis police officer Tu Tao is scheduled to be released Monday from a federal prison in Kentucky. Tao was convicted for his role in the death of George Floyd and sentenced to 3.5 years in federal prison. Prosecutors say Tao was deliberately indifferent to Floyd's medical needs and violated his civil rights by preventing bystanders from helping him. Tao will be on supervised release until June 2027 under his state sentence for aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. New research finds that daylight saving time brings a 16% spike in vehicle-deer collisions the following week. University of Minnesota professor Raphael Stern says this is due to changes in two things.
When we go through daylight savings time, sunset gets a little earlier. And that means that sunset and those dawn and dusk hours when deer are particularly active, particularly the dusk hours at sunset, deer are out grazing, and it now coincides with our peak commute hours where we see the highest volume of traffic.
Stern says reduced visibility can also play a major role in deer vehicle crashes. And state lottery officials say more than half of the 1 million tickets for the Minnesota Millionaire Raffle have been purchased. Tickets for last year's New Year's Day drawing sold out in 15 days. The lottery is celebrating the game's 20th anniversary this year with a total of 20,000 prizes. There are two $1 million grand prizes and 40 $20,000 prizes have been added. This is MNN.